There are several ways to get a U.S. green card, giving immigrants permission to permanently live and work here. In some cases, people take care of the paperwork before leaving home. In others, everything's sorted out once they get to the United States. As the Trump administration continues to crack down on those in the country illegally, residents in the Philadelphia region from both camps are rushing to apply for citizenship. WHYY's Aaron Mozell explains.
On a recent Wednesday morning, the lobby of a Center City law firm buzzes with activity. The roughly three dozen attorneys here are part of the reason why. The rest comes from the green card holders who want to start the process of becoming a U.S. citizen.
I'm just trying to make sure I'm okay and I don't want anybody to try to deport me.
Roxanne Reed and many others reference President Donald Trump while explaining why they signed up now. But their motivations run deeper than the current political climate. For Maria Serna, it's about capping off a two-decade-long struggle to have a voice in America.
I want guarded the same rights everybody have. You citizen, you have the right for both. You have the right for go and travel. You can run for our office.
Serna came from Colombia in the late 90s with her husband and two kids. More than a dozen family members were already living here by then. It wasn't an easy decision. In Colombia, Serna had a career drafting buildings for an architecture firm. She had her own office. In the U.S., she knew her limited English would likely make it harder to have the same lifestyle, if it was possible at all. But with her husband out of a job and no real prospects, Serna says she knew it was time to leave. The family came over on travel visas with the intent to apply for something permanent. She was crushed when she heard she didn't qualify. She grew up in a household where doing the right thing was a family mantra. Now, to stay, she would be breaking the law.
I'm crying a lot, but in the final, I say, okay, I'm here, and keep going.
Serna spent the next 15 years living here illegally. She couldn't get a job at any architecture firms, so she cleaned houses like her husband. Serna still gets upset when she thinks about the year she was here without an ID or papers to prove who she was. Now 56, she's finally in line to become a U.S. citizen thanks to a never-ending supply of determination. After doing her own research, Serna came across a provision of the so-called LIFE Act that gave her the ability to apply for a green card. Passed by Congress in 2000, the Legal Immigration Family Equity Act is aimed at giving citizens and green card holders the chance to reunite with family members that previously were unable to obtain legal status. Serna had to show her mother filed a petition to get her daughter a green card shortly after Serna arrived in the U.S. With the help of an immigration lawyer, she was able to track down that document, which had been lost. It was a big victory, years in the making.
I lost too many opportunities to have a better life, do the same things the U.S. citizen do, you know? That's like you live in a second class citizens.
Serna says she'll be happy when she officially becomes a U.S. citizen, but not necessarily bowled over. She says she'll still be the same person on the inside. For others, that day will be quite emotional. While she was never unauthorized, Tapiwa's dizzying trek to the U.S. spanned three countries. She's pretty convinced the tears will flow at her ceremony whenever that happens.
I never thought the journey would be this long in general from, hey, I'm going to Australia and wow, I now live in the U.S. How did this happen?
We're withholding the 34-year-old's last name because she fears going public with her story until she's officially a citizen. Tapiwa grew up in Zimbabwe, but when it was time to go to college, she knew she wanted to leave. She picked Australia to study communications. While she was there, her family moved to the U.S.,
because of the political situation and the financial situation that was going on in Zimbabwe, we were able to work with some of the lawyers to be able to get us asylum. And I was a derivative asylee at that point because I was under 21.
Zimbabwe was in a tailspin even before Tapiwa left. There was political violence and economic turmoil, especially in the rural areas of the country.
We started standing in lines to get bread. We started standing in lines to get the basics at this point. And just going from point A to point B, we were starting to run out of gas. So people would be in like fuel lines for days.
Tapiwa's journey to the U.S. wasn't exactly intentional. It's more the product of a pair of mishaps and a longing for family. Before arriving in America, the paperwork supporting Tapiwa's asylum status was mysteriously lost. That meant she couldn't travel to the U.S. until it was recreated.
So it's almost like saying, I have a green card, but I can't actually show you I have a green card.
Nearly 3 years passed before it all got fixed. By then, Tapiwa was working in South Africa, where a woman later stole the money she submitted to renew her work permit. But the timing was perfect, at least as far as Tapiwa was concerned. She was ready to join her mom in the Philadelphia suburbs. She hadn't seen her in 5 years.
It really started taking its toll on me, just very much so emotionally and just mentally. I just got to a point where everything felt incredibly difficult and hard to maneuver because I was on my own.
Tapiwa says she never planned to live in the U.S. These days, though, she's glad she's here, glad she finally has the opportunity to feel like she belongs. Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.